You know, what's sad about this is you listen to both presidential campaigns, they're not talking about it. They're not talking about reducing the government spending and bringing the debt down. What I'm hearing is more spending
more debt
for both.
Okay, yeah. Peter, let me go to you on this, because I saw some pictures of, you know, at the Federal Reserve Bank, which is not a government institution. They have nothing to do with the federal government. It's a separate global banking system. When everybody was meeting this weekend with our Secretary of Treasury, I thought to myself, who the hell is in that room representing the United States of America? Everybody seems to be looking out for these banks, but who's out there looking out for the little guy?
No, look, the Fed got us into this mess.
They
it drives me crazy when I see Alan Greenspan on television talking about this 100-year flood. Like, the events that are taking place today are random, and they have nothing to do with his monetary policy. He blew up the bubble, now it's burst.
He created the bubble.
Yes, and you know,
he created the bubble with the easy money.
And why did we do that? We didn't want to suffer through the recession.
Right.
We should have had, after the bursting of the dot-com bubble, after 9/11, we should have taken our lumps then. We wouldn't have this problem today.
Hey, right, Glenn, by the way, who elected Ben Bernanke and who elected Alan Greenspan? Nobody elected them.
I was just going to say, did anybody notice they're not talking about who was in that room representing you, America?